One of the first targets of American airstrikes in Syria was an al-Qaeda unit that U.S. officials have called the Khorasan Group. Even now, there are many questions about the organization, including why the public hadn't heard of it until just before the U.S. launched attacks. Rebels on the ground in Syria say they've never heard of it. Others claim it's just another name for what's known as core al-Qaeda. That's the terrorist group that the Obama administration said was decimated years ago. NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston explains how the Khorasan group operates.
For weeks now, the Pentagon has been having to field questions about Khorasan, including whether it even exists.
We've been watching this group for a long time. I can't account for the fact that it wasn't a household name in America or elsewhere around the world.
That's Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby in a press conference this week.
The notion that we would just, you know, make them up or fancify the threat that they posed, you know, to justify military action is just absolutely ridiculous.
In fact, two intelligence officials confirmed to NPR that the U.S. military's Joint Special Operations Command felt that the Khorasan threat was serious enough to put together a target list in June. That list included the group's leaders who were embedded with other Islamist fighters near the Syrian city of Aleppo. The mission didn't get very far because, at the time, the White House wasn't ready to launch strikes in Syria or Iraq. Intelligence officials say that the concern was that the Khorasan group might be able to get hard-to-detect bombs onto airplanes. In response to that threat, the Transportation Safety Administration issued a warning in July for airlines to step up screening. And the Khorasan became a top priority.